I want to do an experiment, and without letting the cat out of the bag, I want you to talk about the bank experiment that you did on people. But before you tell us the results of the many that you did this on, I'd like you to run it through all my listeners right now and kind of give them something that they can think about right before you give the answer.
Okay. Well, the experiment was we presented people with hypothetical scenarios. So the particular scenario with the bank is the notion of, you know, you're in a bank and in bursts an armed robber. And so obviously the man has a gun and he fires a shot and it hits you in the arm. Now, if that happens, is that event lucky or unlucky?
All right, everybody, he's just asked you, Dr. Richard Wiseman has asked you, somebody goes into a bank, you're in there, you're in line, he breaks in there and he takes a shot and he hits you in the arm with a bullet. Are you lucky or unlucky? And now, tell us what happened.
Well, it's one of the key questions in the research. It was one of the ideas which differentiated the lucky and the unlucky people. The unlucky people would say, you know, what's the point in asking that question? That is obviously an unlucky event. I've just been shot in the arm. There's no way in which anyone could see that as a lucky event. You know, and people would sit in the lab and look in disbelief at this and say, well, you know, why on earth are you even bothering to ask the question? The lucky people would come in and they would say, my goodness, that's one of the luckiest things that could happen to you. And we'd say, well, why do you think that? And they'd say, well, you know, you got a shot in the arm. Okay, but another few inches and that bullet could have hit you in a serious and important internal organ and you could die. Or you could get hit in the head and have a lot more serious injuries. You got off really lightly. And in fact, we had one lucky person who said, you know, not only that, maybe if the robbery makes it into the newspapers or the television, you could sell your story to the media, you make some money, and so on. So they had this amazingly buoyant attitude, and each group simply could not understand the other group's perspective on it. And it's a question of how you look at these events in your life, that you can look on the bad side. You know, if you fall down the stairs and break your leg, well, yes, at one level that's bad. At another level, you didn't break your neck.
You didn't break your neck. What's the percent of the lucky and the unlucky? What's out there?
Well, if you're talking about the extremes of the distribution, the people that we were working with who said, yeah, you know, I really am, you know, terribly lucky, terribly unlucky, and this does have a large effect on my life, you're talking around about 12-13% for lucky, and then around about 9% the other end for unlucky. So it's a skewed distribution. A lot more people in life think they're lucky than unlucky. But you're talking about relatively small percentages at those extremes.
Would you think that those percents have held up through the ages, or do they change during world events, for example? You know, if we're in a World War II during that period, I wonder if more people felt unlucky.
Well, it's actually slightly more complicated than that, because often when, I mean, if you take the war, for example, it's a very good example. Yes, people might think, well, we're unlucky because we're, you know, caught in this particular time in history, but they will be surrounded by lots of people that are have a lot more bad luck than they do. So, for example, if there are lots of people going off to fight and being killed, well, they may realize that, you know, they're still living, and so actually feel luckier. So it is a rather difficult thing to predict, but often when there's a great deal of ill fortune, people's feelings of being lucky actually go up rather than go down.
Do you think that people who are lucky tend to attract other people who are lucky, or do they migrate to unlucky people?
It's certainly a birds of the feather scenario here. The lucky people attract other lucky, successful people to them. They have this social magnetism. And part of that is in their body language. You know, they smile. They make eye contact. They uncross their arms. They uncross their legs. They go and talk to people. When they do talk to them, they look for commonality. They say, oh, where are you from? Or what sort of job have you got? And they'll find some way of linking with them. And that's part of the secret of their success. They are out there creating opportunities, which is the first major principle. They're out there creating opportunities for themselves. the unlucky people will go to parties or meetings, they'll be drawn back, they won't connect with others. And it's a little bit like, you know, trying to win the lottery. The only way in which you can win the lottery is to buy more tickets. And even then...
It's astronomical, but sure, you're right.
That's right. So it turns out with the lottery, that's still not a particularly successful way, but still the only way in which you can try and increase your luck.
Because I'm sitting here with my 10,000 Powerball tickets, and I still haven't won. I'm kidding. But
so it's the same with lucky and unlucky people, that the lucky people are connecting with others. And so obviously the more people they connect with, the more a likelihood there is of that kind of chance opportunity, that chance encounter that's going to change their life. And it works particularly well because we are living in a surprisingly small world. We are all connected to one another. There are some people who are kind of social hubs, that once you connect to them, you really are at a place where you have a gateway to a very, very large number of people. So you might be chatting to that person, say, oh, I'm thinking of changing career, or I'm looking for the love of my life, or whatever. And that person will say, oh, well, okay, that, you know, that's not me, but you've got to meet my friend. And that one removed gives you a huge connection, a number of connections to a very large number of people. The unlucky people simply aren't buying into that network. And so that's one of the key factors, that the extent to which people are connecting with others.